Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Tzadi Zayin in Maseches Yevamos. It is the 898th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue after a difficult sugya on the bottom of Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. We've had two difficult Amud Beises in 2 days in a row. Tzadi Hei Amud Beis was quite difficult, and Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. After we had that interesting and difficult discussion about Maimar Begadol Ubekatan Bia Bekatan Ubegadol Maimar Achar Maimar, as well as its connection to the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph on the base, quite a big challenge. The Gemara had discussed Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that Bias Ben Tes is Kemaimar Hagadol, and the fact that he was upset that it was not said over in his name by Rabbi Lazar. And we're going to pick up discussing why it's so important to say over a Memra B'Shem Omro, and that is going to bring us to the last sugya in Perek Ha'isha Rabbah, and that is going to be more halachos of Sris. Of course, we spent a lot of time discussing Sris earlier around Daf Pei. That will wrap up our Perek, and then we will begin the Perek of Nosen Ha'anusa V'ala Mafuta, which is the mitzvah that if a woman who is raped or seduced wants to be married by the perpetrator, so then in such a case, there is a chiyuv for him to do that. We will discuss that, and then eventually get to halachas of Giorish and Iskairu, vis-a-vis Chalitza and Yibum. So let's, Bezer Hashem, pick up three lines from the bottom with the in middle of the story of Rabbi Yochanan that was makbid when Rabbi Lazar did not say over his memra of Bias Bentes Kemaimar Begadol. Rabbi Yochanan asks the Gemara, my time kapid kule hai. Why was Rabbi Yochanan so makbid? Explains the Gemara, Dam Rav Yudam Rav, my dechsiv agura v'alecha oilamim. What a beautiful pasuk in Tehillim that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to dwell in his tents forever. V'chi efshar lo la'adam lagur b'shnei olamim. How could a person live in the plural worlds? It should say agura v'alcha, but why olamim, in two worlds, plural worlds. El Amar Dov Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rabosai, this is a bakasha that should be so deep in our souls. Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Yiratzon Shiyomru Dvar Shmua Mipi Bolam Azeh. I ask that my Torah be repeated in my lips, Mipi, in this world. Rashi explains, the way Rashi understands it, Shiyomer Dover Shmua Mipi Boilam Azesh Yusfasai Nois Bekever Kilo Anichai, that even when I'm dead, my lips should kaviyachol be moving in the grave. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shumer B'Shim Bayuchai called Hamichachem Shoyim Dover Shmua Mipi Boilam Azeh. If a Talmud Chacham has something quoted in his name in this world, Sifsoisav Doivivois Bakever, his lips continue to utter these things in his grave. In other words, his Torah, when it's repeated, even when he's dead, is considered as if he's saying it alive when he's alive. What a schus it is to do that for others, to say over the Torah of others who are no longer alive. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should repay us that when we do that, that the same should happen to us after 120. Aside from the Gemara and Megillah on Daf Tezayin that tell us on the pasuk Vatomer Esther b'shem Mordechai, Kol Omer Davar b'shem Amro Mevi Geula LaOlam, as well as in Chulin Kuf Yud Dalet, our Gemara is telling us a different concept, and that is the idea Schus of Sosav Dovos Bakever Simar Shah that discusses the differences between those two Mekoros. Amro Yitzchak Ben Zira V'Tema Shimon Nizira Maikra. Literally, the Torah is speaking about here in Shir HaShirim about a fantastic wine to the palate is appreciated by old lips. What does that mean? When it comes to wine, wine is put into a barrel that oozes out, that warms it up. The moment you put a finger on it, it squeezes out. Their chuyos continue, and kaviyachol, their lips move in their grave. We go back to the concluding part of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said, Echad shu ben teisha shan v'yom echad, ve'echad shu ben esrim shelo hevi shtei sa'aros. That the halacha is that whether a young man is 9 years old, we learned his marriage and his relations are not considered like a gadol in the following way, in a few ways. But let's discuss the first two of the Mishnah. Number one is if he has relations with the Yavama, so then in such a case, then she can no longer, even if he dies without children, do Yibum with the other brothers, but rather is only Chalitza. Number two is if he marries a woman at age 9, so then in such a case, if his wife dies, his brothers do not do Yibum on it, because that Bia is not considered a Bia d'oraisa. Our Mishnah concludes that there's no difference between a 9-year-old and a 20-year-old who did not bring simanim, who hasn't reached the signs of puberty. Ureminu asks the Gemara. We have what seems to be a contradiction in the sugya of Sris that we had earlier on Daf Pei. Ben Esrim Shana Shelo Hevi Shtei Saros Yaviu Rayashu Ben Esrim Vuhu Hasaris Lo Choleitz Velo Miyabim. That if you have a 20-year-old, so then in such a case, he doesn't do chalitza or yibum. And this is the final status of this saris. When he comes 20 years old, he doesn't have simanim. And then in such a case, he cannot be chalitza miyabim. What the Gemara is asking is from our Mishnah, we said we treat him like a katan who has not yet brought simanim. So is it final when he becomes 20 years old, or is it not? Is he considered a katan, like our Mishnah seems to say, or is he considered a final sris? Similarly, Bas Esrim Shana, we learn, Shalov Yishtei Saris, Yivi Arayashi Besrim, Bas Esrim, we bring a proof that she's 20, V islandess, and she's already considered an islandess. There are no Sveikos, Locho, that says Volomis Yavemes. So which one is it? Is he like a Katan, or is he like a sris? Answers the Gemara, Itmar Lom Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amarav, Hu Shenolad Lo Simane Sris. If he has signs like a sris, explains Rashi, then he's considered like a gadol. However, our Mishnah was talking about that he hasn't had the signs of someone who is sterile. Once he has brought signs that he is sterile, so then in such a case, the halacha is he has a full status of a saris. Amar Rava, dekanami diktani vuhu has saris. When we mentioned this Mishnah in Meseches Nida, it says he is a saris. In other words, he has signs. Shmamina. V'chi lo nodun lo simane sris ad kama. So our Mishnah is talking about he has a din katan because he doesn't have simane sris. How long do we wait? Tandver v'chia ad rov shnosav. The majority of his years. What is that? So we're going to say tomorrow morning on Shabbos that a person's longevity, the average person is 70, v'im begvuros, shmonim shana. So that means 35. That's how most Mefarshim explain. Ki asa l'kamei de Rava. When these people came in front of Rava, ikachush, if he was someone who was thin, amalu ziav roi, he would say, go eat a lot. V'ibari, and if he was heavy, amalu ziav chusho, he would say, go on a diet. Dahani simanim, Zimna dinasu machmes kichushusa, because signs of puberty sometimes fall away if he's too skinny. Zimna dinasu machmes briusa, and that is an amazing observation by Rava, because in the world of fertility, it's well known that obesity and a lack of nutrition could adversely affect fertility, and therefore it could very well be that is connected also to certain signs of puberty as well. Hadran alachi sharaba. We've concluded the perek. The first half, particularly of this perek, is one of the most important prakim for the sugya of egunas. And let's be'ezar Hashem continue with a more esoteric perek. Perek noisin ala nusa v'ala mefuta. As we mentioned in our introduction, if God forbid a woman is raped or seduced, then the Torah says, with of course, if the woman wants, then there's a requirement for the anus and the mefuta to marry them. No sinal anus of al mefuta. Ha'ones va'mefat al nesuna chayiv. Our Mishnah here is telling us two different things in the opening line. Number one, the halakha that an anusa becomes one's wife and therefore her relatives are like one's wife's relatives, only apply if he actually marries her. However, in a case in which, for whatever reason, he did not marry the Anusa and the Mefuta, so then in such a case, then one is allowed to marry, let's say in a case where the Anusa is not interested in marrying the creep, so then in such a case, then he's allowed to marry her relatives. However, Ha'onis on the Fatal in his Suah is telling us the following, and that is that if he was married to a woman and then he raped or seduced their relatives, let's say the sister, so then in such a case, Chayiv, it's considered as if he had relations on Krovos Ishto, which of course are punishable by Misas Bezdin. No se Adam Anusas Aviv Umefutas Aviv. Now we have a new halacha, which we've made reference to in the beginning of our Masechta, appeared on Dalet Amid Aleph, and that is that if one's father raped a woman, so then in such a case, she is not considered arayos like one's father's wife. No se adam anusas avu mufutas avu. Anusas beno mufutas beno. Similarly, if it's his son who did these acts to that woman, they're not considered as if it's ervas aviv, and therefore one is allowed to marry them. Rabbi Yehuda oiser banusas aviv mufutas aviv. The Gemara is going to explain why Rabbi Yehuda says they're prohibited, because they're not considered like one's father's wife. Tanina lahadat Tana Rabbanan. We learned a similar concept in our Mishnah of noisim ala anusa, that we learned onas isha mutar lisa bita. If he raped a woman, then there is a no Isser in marrying his daughter, obviously it's an Isser of Anusa for sure. Nasa Isha, but if he married a woman, Asa Lisa Bita is prohibited to marry that woman's daughter, even if she came from another man. Uriminu, I'll ask you the following kasha, that there seems to be a contradiction. Hanitan Minha Isha, if there was a rumor that a man had relations with a woman, so then, aser biimo bebito bachosa. Then it's prohibited for him to marry that woman's relative. We learned from here that it's halacha that one is allowed to marry krovas anusa umefate. We see if there's an act of znus already, or just a rumor, so then it's aser biimo bebito bachosa. So certainly the halacha should apply in regards to mefate. Why did we learn in our Mishnah? No se adam anusas aviv. Along with the halach of noisin ala anusa v'ala mefuta, answers the Gemara, midrabanon, that the iser of haniten is an iser midrabanon. Our Mishnah is talking on level of the Araisa. Asks the Gemara, it doesn't sound like that from our Mishnah. V'chol heka diki isur midrabanon. You're telling me now there's iser midrabanon. But our Mishnah says, noisin, which is mashma l'chatchila, tani noisin l'chatchila. It sounds like it's l'chatchila. So therefore, the Gemara is going to suggest another caveat which will resolve this problem. Kitnan masnisan la'achar misa. Our Mishnah was talking only about after the Anusa and the Mefuta have passed away. However, if they've not passed away, so then in such a case, then there is an Isser midrabanan. Asks the Gemara, minohani mili. From where do we know that the halacha is that the only time there's an Isser d'araisa to the man has had relations with a woman and not through marriage, that the krovim are not aser minatorah, detana rabbanan, bikula nemer shchiva. When it comes to the isure arayas, it says shchiva, like Rashi says, in Parshas Kedoshim, by kaloso, doldoso, and mishkav zachor and behema, vikan, Rashi says that's referring to when it comes to the iser of arayos with a woman and her, when it comes to her krovim, where does the Torah HaKadosh say that? In Parshas Achrei Mos. So there it says, V'isha sheyikach es isha ve'es ima. So there it's referred to in terms of kicha. Loi melecha derech likuchem asur ha-Torah. That the krovim are only asur if there, minat Torah, if there's been a lekicha of marriage. Amalei Rav Papa la'abaye, Rav Papa said to Abaye, Elmiat l'gabe echesei. When it comes to having relations with one's sister. So there the Torah says, Ashayikach, Isha Shayikach as a choisai, Basavu basimoi, Hachanami derech kichahu, the Aser, derech shchiva shchari, will say that the word kicha is critical, and therefore the Isser is only if they get married. But if they just do a Maisa's Nuz, then there will be no Iser minat Torah. Answers the Gemara, Amalei likuchin ksivi. The Torah stam. Likuchin is written in general terms of the Torah. Haroi likicha, if it's ra'ui to do marriage with them, so then in such a case, then the Iser will only apply with marriage. Then it's kicha. Haroi l'shchiva, but if we're talking about someone where kedushin is nachal with one sister, so then the yisr is shchiva, even if l'kicha is not done, if there are relations. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different makar for the halacha of nosin al-anusa, that again means that there isn't an yisr d'araisa, even if he had znus with one of a woman's relatives, close relatives, let's say her sister, to marry the sister, only if there was marriage. Rava Amar Anas Isha Mutulis Abita Mehacha. The halacha of Anusas Isha, that he's mutter with her daughter, is learned now from a different makar. Ksiv, Ervas Paspincha O Baspitcha Lo Segale. That one is not allowed to have relations with one's daughter's son or one's daughter's daughter. What about Habas bina dida, ubas bita dida. Bali, it seems that one is allowed to have relations. Uksiv, and there's another pasuk, ervas yisho bita lo sigale, es bas bina ves bas bita lo sikach, which seems to indicate that all granddaughters are going to be usher. Ha keitzad, kan ba'onsin kan b'nesuin. One pasuk is talking about when there was nos anusa, where the halach is then that there isn't an iser. However, if it's a nisuin, then it's going to be aser. Asks the Gemara, how do you know learn the drasha that way? Epechana. Maybe we'll turn the drasha around and say that al anusa is always going to be aser, but al nisuin would be mutter. Answers the Gemara, arayas she'er ksivbu. When it comes to arayas, it says she'er. Nisuin ika she'er. Be'onsin leka she'er. The expression of she'er, where the Torah Kedosha says, Shara Haina, Ervas Isha Vita Losa Gale, as Bas Benov, as Bas Vita Losika, Legal Servasa, Shara Haina. That Shara is referring specifically to when there is a Nisuin relationship. Hence, the original way of making the drush is correct, and that is Rava's approach for the Makar of Noisin Al Hanusa. So there are two Makaras from our Gemara. Either the fact that it says Isha Shiikach Esa Choisai, the dafka likuchin is going to be aser. That was the original position of our Gemara. Or Rava's suggestion is from Ervas Bas Bincha and the Stira of the Psukim that there's a difference between onsin and nisuin. Nevertheless, we had learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda was a lone position that was aser ba'anufas aviv. Amar of Gidol Amar Rav. My time into Rabbi Yehuda, what is Rabbi Yehuda's rationale? Dichsiv. Lo yikach ishes ishes aviv, lo yigale knaf aviv. Knaf shira aviv, lo yigale. A person whose one father had relationship with, one should not have relationship with her, whether it is, was illicit or not. Says the Gemara, ubimai de banusa ksiv. How do you know that that pasuk is talking about they had relations through rape? Maybe in such a case it was through other relations. Answers the Gemara, Dichsiv Me'ilave Dikra. Because of the pasuk above that, that says, V'nosani Isha Sheichev Mimala Avi Anayra Chamishim Kesef. There the pasuk was talking about rape, so presumably the same topic is being continued in regards to rape. V'Rabbanan. And what do the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda say? Yavasamechle Kidakamat. If the pasuk right above it had said that, so then that would be true. Hashta de lo samechle, because beforehand there is a pasuk v'nasanesh ashochevima. So then it's not entirely smuchin; they're not entirely next to each other. So then, in such a case, we don't make the drasha. Hashta de lo samechle. Now that it's not that way, mi boile lichidu Rav Anan. We darshin the pasuk differently. Dam Rav Anan amar Shmuel b'shomeres yavam shel aviv akasam medaber. It's not the subject of an anusa, but rather the chidush of the pasuk is that if someone is a shemeres yavam, so let's just give some names. It's been a long while since we've used the diagrams of the hod v'hadar, but now let's take a look and use the names that they have over there. There are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. So Shimon passed away, And Reuven now has the mitzvah to do Yibum with Shimon's wife Sarah. So the halacha is that his son Avraham is aser to his father Reuven's Shomeris Yavam, and that is Sarah. So that is what the pasuk is telling us. Hakasim adabu, my knaf aviv, knaf ra'ui le'aviv. The knaf, in other words, in that case, a metaphor to the woman that is ra'ui to his father, lo yigale. So then there is an iser. Asks the Gemara, v'tepikle mishum dodaso. Why don't we learn it out when it comes to Shomeris Yavim Shel Aviv in the pasuk by dodaso, his aunt? Ervas achi avicha lo sigale, el ishto lo sigrav dodascha hi. His father's brother's wife is Asertim. So then in such a case, we should say that's the case of Shomeris Yavam. That's his father's brother's wife. Answers the Gemara, Bishnei Lavim, to tell us that there is two Lavim. Number one, that's Shomeris Yavam. Number two, it's his uncle's wife. V'tepikle mishum Yavam Elushuk. What about the fact that there is the Yisr Yavam Elushuk as well, that she is, that Sarah is kuka to his father? Lavar ala b'shosh lav. To tell us that not only is there two lavim, but there's a third lav of Shomeris Yavam of his father. V'ibay yisema, or else another chidush, la'achar misa. After the death of his father, that never, despite the fact that there is no Yavam Elushuk, nevertheless, there is an Isser of Knaf HaRoy Loviv, as well as Lav Dodaso, even though the Yavam Elushuk Isser falls away, as Rashi explains on the bottom of our Amid. Now the Gemara, going on to Amid Beis, does something quite interesting. What the Gemara does over here is now introduces different permutations of relatives, and almost like riddles, and ultimately then we learn out different halachos of Isurim that are discussed in the previous sugya. So turning on to Amud Beis, we could put a period on the bottom of Amud Aleph, turning on to Amud Beis. Ach me'av v'lo me'ein. If you have a brother from one's father, so let us now go to the Hod v'Hadar. And what we have is the following. There is a woman who says that Reuven, let's call him Reuven in the diagram, is a brother from a father and not from the mother. V'hu baila de'em. He also married my mother. V'ana barta de'antise. And I am also the daughter of his wife. How in the world can you have such a riddle? So, again, take a look at the Hod v'Hadar diagrams. In a case of where Yaakov marries Sarah and has a son, Reuven, and then Yaakov goes and he rapes Rivka, and they have a child, Rachel. And then Reuven, who is the son of Yaakov from another wife, goes and he marries Rivka. So Rachel says about Reuven, so that he is a brother from her father, that both she and Reuven are the children of Yaakov. And her brother is also her mother's husband, who was an Anusas Aviv. Wow, what a riddle. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama says, if you cheshbon all of this, the lo kireb Yehuda de Masnisen, that does not work with Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda asers Anusas Aav with a lav. So then, in such a case, if he attempts to marry this woman, Rivka, in such a case, there is an Iser Lav, because it is Anusas Ha'av. Therefore, Reuven will not be able to marry the mother of Rachel, who is the Anusas Ha'av Rivka. Similarly, in this type of vein, wow, another case. Ahu, a woman is saying, so both in all these riddles, the woman is describing her relatives. Ahu, this fellow is my brother, Ubrihu, but he's also my son. Okay. And now we have an expression of how to describe the answer to this riddle. Achose ano dahai didairana akasvoi. I am the sister to the one I carry on my shoulders. So that just makes it even more cryptic. Mishkachas la. What would the case be? That if there is a Gentile man who had relations with his daughter, so then in such a case they have a son, And that son is, on the one hand, her son, on the other hand, her brother as well. A different type of case than we had above that could only be constructed if it was an Ove Kochavi. Another case, a woman says to her son, Shlom lechabri, hello, my dear son, Bas achosich ano, I am the daughter of your sister as well. In other words, she is his mother, yet at the same time, the daughter of his sister. How could you have such a thing? A Gentile who had relations with his granddaughter. That is our next case. Again, pronouncing it more precisely. She speaks to those who are drawing water. What has fallen to you is something that requires interpretation, a secret that requires interpretation, in other words, a riddle. Dahai didarone, that this son that I am carrying on my back, hubar, it's my son, vana brasachua, but I am also the daughter of his brother. Mishkachas labo v'kochavim habal bas beno, similar type of solution to the riddle, and ove kochavim that had relations with the daughter of his son. A little bit hard to understand Rashi's translation of Didalu Davla, which generally does refer to people who are drawing water. The Aruch points out that at the end of the day, what does this riddle have to do with them? And therefore the Aruch doesn't ask this, presumably that's what the Aruch is bothered by. At the end of the day, it's referring to Chachamim. Chachamim come and figure out what exactly is the answer to this riddle. That's what Taisis quotes in Didalu Davla. The fifth mashal, Yabiya Me'ach. It is an expression of complaint. I have a complaint from my brother, to my brother. This is, again, a woman talking. V'u'av, he's my father. V'u'bal, he's my husband. V'u'barbal, and he is also the husband of my son. Reformulated. V'u'baila de'em, v'ano barta de'isise. Lo yav pita, and he does not support, he doesn't give a pita, a bread. L'acho yasmi b'nei barte. To his brothers, the Yisomim, that are also sons of his daughter. Mishkach Eslo, what do you have? Where do you have that case? A guy had relations with his mother. They had a daughter. V'chazer u'bala also bas, had relations with that daughter. V'chazer zaken, and that Ove Kochavim's father, u'bala, had relations with that daughter. V'olim menu banim, and they had sons from there. So the daughter curses her father, that is both her brother, her husband, and the son of her husband, that he doesn't support the orphans who are his brothers, as well as the sons of his daughter. A woman says to her brother, Anova at ache, next Gemara, I and you are siblings. Anova avuch ache, and I and your father are siblings. Anoch v'imach ache, and I am also siblings with your mother. Mishkach asol b'vikchama ba'alimo. Gentile had relations with his mother. V'holim menu shtei vanos, and he had two daughters. V'chazar alba achas, man had relations again with one of his daughters. V'holim menu ben, they had a child. V'kar yilei achosa di'ima v'kar milei hachi. And that the sister of the mother of that son says this. Everything works out if you do the calculation. Ano, the seventh mashal. Ano v'at b'nei achi. We are the sons of brothers. Ano v'avach b'nei achi. I and your father are the sons of brothers. Ano v'imach b'nei achi. I and your mother are the sons of brothers. Ha be'etera nam mishkach esla. And you could even find that such a thing came beheter. In other words, no longer the case of Akum. Kigon Ruvain Shiesho Shte Banos. Ruvain has two daughters, Rachel and Leah. Va'asa Shimon. And this person, Ruvain's brother Shimon, Unisav Chadminayo, and he marries one of the daughters. That's permissible for a man to marry his niece. Va'asa Bar Levi, the son of Levi, who's one of the brothers of Ruvain and Shimon. Vinasav Chadminayo, and he marries Rachel, the other daughter of Reuven, v'kamerloi brei de Shimon, and the son of Shimon says levar brei de Levi. He says hachi. He says this previous statement that he says Yitzchak, the son of Shimon, says to him says to the son of the daughter of Leah, who is also the grandson of Levi, excuse me, he says to the grandson of Levi, you and I are the son of two sisters, the two daughters of Reuven. You and I and your father, who is the son of Levi, are the sons of two brothers, because he is the son of Shimon, and your father is the son of Levi. And I and your mother are the son of two brothers, because I, Yitzchak, the son of Shimon, says, I'm the son of Shimon, and your mother is the daughter of Reuven. Okay, these are the riddles. If you want to go through them, well, we can, but those are the basic structure of these riddles, which, of course, are a way of sharpening the different ways of looking at different yichus. Let's take a look at the new Mishnah. Gerushin is Gairu Banei Ima. A woman converted and her children convert with her. Lo Cholzim v'lo Miyamin. The halach is there's no chalitza and there's no yibum. In other words, her sons, let's say there's Rus that converts and she has two sons, Reuven and Shimon. So then in such a case, even if Reuven dies without children, so then in such a case, his brother Shimon does not do neither chalitza and yibum, because Rashi says you need achva min ha'av, v'ger ein lo she'er ha'av. They don't have relations of the father, derachman af gerei kezare. The Mishnah then adds, afilu al raso shel rishon shelo b'kdusha v'daso b'kdusha, even if you had one of the kids who was born only after his mother had converted, but he was conceived when she was still a Gaya. Vasheni, and the second one, Harasav Adasa B'Kedusha, they're still not considered brothers, even though when she gave birth to both of them, she was already a Jew. V'chein Shivcha Sheshtachra Banea Ima, and also a Shivcha whose children convert with her. Now tells us a story about a Shivcha that had been freed. B'nei Yudan Amsa, there was a Shivcha whose name was Yudan Ishtachr. She was freed. Sharila Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Minsi Nishay Da Dodi. He allowed her children to marry each other. In other words, for one of her children to marry the other one's wife, because these brothers were not considered krovim. Amalei Rava, Rava said Racha b'Yakov or Sheshes Aser. Rav Sheshes said that one is not allowed to. Amalei Hu Aser v'Nasharana. He held that it was Aser, and I held that it's permissible. The Mara now clarifies what exactly are the parameters of the machlokus. Min ha'av v'lo min ha'em. If we're talking about a case of gerim that are siblings from the father, then everybody, of course, would hold that dishari, it's permissible. If they're siblings from the mother, so then everybody agrees that it is asur, that they're asur, that they can't marry their brother's wife. Now that is going to be an isur d'rabbanan, not an isur d'araisa, because really they're not even considered entirely halachically brothers. However, it's an isur midrabbanan. However, kli pligi min ha'av u min ha'em. What if they're both siblings from both the father and the mother? Mandashari basar abashadina. The one who says that's permissible, another Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, you look at the fact that they're brothers from a father who's a guy, and there's no she'er when it comes to guy. Da b'nei planya karilu. You look at how they're called after their father. Rav Sheish karilu nami b'nei plonis. Rav Sheish says, well, they're also referred to from their mother, and therefore we make the gzeira that the people will think that you're allowed to marry your brother from your mother's wife and forget the fact that their mother was a Gentile. Ikadami polik Rav Acha bar Yaakov afilu b'acha min ha'im. Some say Rav Acha bar Yaakov says it's permissible even if they're brothers from the mother. My time at Gershon is Gayer, Kekotan Shenola Domi. Because it's obvious that a ger that converts is considered katan shenolad, and they're not considered brothers. Well, now says the Gemara, let's look back at our Mishnah and try to see if we can prove any of these issues of Rashi's Rav Acha bar Yaakov from our Mishnah. Tanan, Hagyarshin is gairu bonel ima lo chotzim lo miyamin. The halachi is that if a woman converts, the brothers don't do chalitz or yibam between them. Why not? My time, lamishum dasiri.
The reason why they can't do chalitza and yibum is their usher to their brothers' wives. So what do we see? We see like Rav Sheshes says, Gemara, lo, de'ena b'taras chalitza v'yibum. They're not in the parsha of chalitza and yibum. Since they're not considered brothers from the father, v'sharya la'alma, but at the same time, the wives are mutter to the world, v'inu nami shari, and they're even mutter to the brothers. Asks the Gemara, v'aktani afilu, we learn afilu arason sharishon shalo b'kdusha v'aydaso b'kdusha, so this lashon of afilu is that there is a bigger chiddush, that even though their births were both b'kedusha, nevertheless are not considered brothers. Now let's analyze that, says Gemara. Iyam b'shleima asiri, if you're going to say that the halacha is that they're usher with their brother's wife, hanu diktani afilu. The avagav derishon harasa shlo b'kedusha l'lasa b'kedusha, v'ashen harasa l'lasa b'kedusha, u'kishtein mo'os dami, afilu hachi asiri, that they're still usher, even though one of them, the conception was as a goy. El iyam b'shari, may afilu. Why does it say afilu? There's no reason to say afilu. The fact that the first conception was shalobik dusha is only a reason to say that they're not brothers at all. Answers the Gemara, the obvious point. The afal gav de tarvay le dasam b'kedusha. Even though their birth was a kedusha, v'asa echlufa b'Yisrael, afilu hachi shari. According to Rav Acher ben Yaakov, it's coming to tell us that they're permissible. Ikadami, others suggest a different approach. Hachinami mistabra dishari. It's logical to say that they were permissible. Diktani afilu. And we can make an inference in the opposite direction. Iyamrit b'shlema shari, hanu diktani afilu. If we're going to say that they're permissible with their wife's sister, so then in such a case says afilu, what? What's afilu? Da'af agav d'tarvay le'dasam b'kedusha, even though both their le'da was kedusha. Da'asid l'achlu f'bisro, afilu hachi shari. El iyamrit asiri, but if you hold like Rishashis, my afilu. What's a chidush of afilu? Da'af agav d'rishon. Harasa shlobik dusha v'aledasa v'kdusha v'asheni harasa v'aledasa v'kdusha d'kishtei mo'os dami filo hachi asiri. And you can learn the opposite direction and say that even though there were two totally different types of mothers, nevertheless they're considered asur because we're afraid that they're going to be confused with Yisrael. Okay, we're going to Be'ezer Hashem conclude our daf over here. Emir Hashem, I'm looking forward to resuming with you for the daf of Sunday on... We'll begin Emir Tz Hashem by the new Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Chesed.